Ian.
Yeah, that's fallen by the wayside. I wonder what the Donald thinks about that.
Could we just take one moment to talk about CBS?
Please. Yes.
Oh, hold on. First, a call about, was this about Brittany? Hello, Tom. Don and Mike Show. Tom in Nevada.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, Tom.
A friend of mine was out there. He said that Brittany threw up in the pool. And the other parents, their kids, they scrambled out of there. And,
oh, God.
That's right.
They evacuated.
She threw up in the pool?
In the pool.
Yeah. She is a pig. Okay. She's my lady. Thank you, my friend.
But you can still tell it was Cheetos.
Well, the Star's got a picture of the vomit.
Cheetos.
That's Donna Mike's show.
There's the cover.
Hello.
Hey, just trying to correct the earlier caller. The opposite of intra is extra, but it is not intracourse. It is intercourse. And it would be outer course because inter and outer are also opposites.
We have some English majors calling in. You're the latest one, so we'll take what you say.
Too many smart guys calling the show today.
That's very scary.
Mike, it was new. Oh, now, yes, and Rob can't stay out of this conversation.
No,
yes, Professor Egghead.
I'm guessing that Arnold just called it rubbing.
Rub on me.
It's time for rubbing.
Rub on me outside. On the other pod.
Without the in is the rubbing.
Yes, right. But I want to be in, too.
How does it feel?
Good.
Sehr gut. About CBS.
Yes, Don.
It was only 1 week ago. CBS, our parent company, aired Everybody Loves Raymond.
Mm-hmm. The final episode.
Did you like it?
I didn't watch it.
Did you want to have it? To collect it?
Who wouldn't want to find collectible? Have they already made it?
It was on TV last Monday. Tomorrow, it's in the stores.
Ah. The complete final season?
Just the final episode.
Oh, really? A single DVD?
For $10. But they're also putting the pilot on. So you get the very beginning and the very end.
Oh, it's nice.
And it's only
$10?
What a bargain.
It's only $10.
Way to squeeze that show.
Oh, they're not done, I'm sure.
Yes, there's more juice in that orange.
It's only $10.
Squeeze the pulp.
Now, we don't have time to go to this list. Another day this week, we will. Time Magazine finished this copy of their 100 best movies of all time. But this is what's a pisser about Time Magazine. They list them alphabetically.
Well, see, that's not right.
It's a cop-out. You don't get, like, number one, number two, number three. So if you want, we'll have a link at DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Where's jury duty?
The good news is...
Jays.
Pauly Shore, yes. Jays. The good news is there's a lot of stuff we like I See Goodfellas.
Excellent.
Raging Bull.
Right.
Citizen Kane.
Clifford.
Hey. Watch it. Watch it now.
You watch Clifford always, still, right?
I love Clifford with Martin Short.
You know, incidentally, if you're looking for one to counter me with every time you say, you could do Jacob the Liar.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Sarah.
Hi.
Come on,
I just
smile. What, Sarah?
I'm smiling. I just wanted to say, not only in the tabloid The Sun in London, it was also in the New York Times yesterday about Katie Holmes and Nick and Tom Cruise being a stunt.
Yeah,
stunt. Wait, he's selling it if it's a stunt.
I told you, I thought so months ago. She's got a movie coming out. He's got a movie coming out.
We'll know soon enough.
Big.
Yep. Nope. Just wanted to tell you.
Big Tom Cruise lives into, slides into.
Homo.
No pun intended. A little gay news here.
And Tom Cruise, this is so calculating too, because it's right as we were stopping talking about even the herpes.
Right.
They show up again on Oprah.
Yep.
This shows up, and his people have issued an official thing saying, we don't know anything about Kate Bosworth, but
okay.
Here's our official statement.
Homo, homo.
Homo, homo.
That was two, and that's all I need.
Uh-huh.
Kenny Chesney got married, and Tim McGraw put out a statement this week.
Oh, good. About Kenny Chesney?
Yep. He was asked about the surprise wedding, and he said, I think it's fantastic. I thought he was gay for the longest time.
Thank you for saying that. That is too funny.
That's Tim McGraw. Also from,
what a dig.
Also from our Everybody Loves Homos file.
Homo.
Robert Downey Jr. has to kiss Val Kilmer on the lips in their movie Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Has to?
Robert Downey Jr. liked it.
Really?
So much that he asked for what Val Kilmer is now calling unnecessary retakes. Robert Downey was asked about this. Here's the quote from Robert Downey.
Robert Downey Jr. is creepy.
Now, this is a
not
quote.
That there's anything wrong with
that's
it.
Right.
Here's the, here, what, with being creepy?
No, I mean, it's just he's...
Homo!
Now, is he, hasn't he... Is he rumored to be bisexual?
Oh, come on, look at him. He's like a Walenda, he swings so much. Jesus Christ. Here's his quote to the Associated Press from Robert Downey Jr. Val Kilmer's lips are pretty famous, and I could name 36 women who could tell you what it's like kissing him. I had to find out for myself.
Mm-hmm.
They only had to do the scene twice, but I asked for a couple more takes.
Sure.
Then they said to Val Kilmer, how many takes? Val Kilmer said, 28.
Oh, wow.
A couple and a couple more.
28. Wow.
That's too good.
Interesting.
Oh, gosh. Oh, we're running out of time. Man admitted to killing and cutting up his wife. That's one of my feel-good women. Burns down her house to try to evict her daughters.
Jesus.
That's another good one. Hold on, where's the best one? Give me a second. Jesus Christ, I got so much. Don and Mike, hello. Phone call.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Mike, went to Hank's Lookaround on Saturday night. Great place. Wanted to give you kudos.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Very nice
appreciate
place.
That. I appreciate that. And I'm glad I didn't talk to you personally because it was a bit wobbly for me over the weekend.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Plenty cold beer, good food, great place to go. Oh, everybody,
it's a freaking commercial. Thank you.
Well, there was a date. We had a date auction.
Appreciate that.
We had a date auction for a Leukemia Society, and they told me it was going to start at 8, and it started at 10:45. And you know, if you're going to be there, you know, I'm not just going to sit around. So I occupied my time a little bit and actually dove right in. And,
you told me you were all banged up for
so
that.
So by the time showtime was started, I was... but I didn't go to the dark side, so I was happy. I think I was doing that, but it sounded like me going... Okay, and at one point I just went, all right, we're going to start the bidding at $50. Drink beer. I was a little bit tipsy.
And for a good cause.
Mike was telling me before the show that you were not... It was
perfect.
You didn't handle it the way that you do most of the charity auction work.
No, because it was raucous. It was a date auction. It was just customers, everybody having a good time.
Reliant.
And you had me from about, I'd say 6:30 till 10:45.
Wow.
It was kind of steady.
Just
but
pounding?
I wasn't so bad that I would slur my words, but I was... let us say freer. I was. Did they comp your tab? Yes, Rob. My room, my meals comped. It was.
No, he had some truths here.
It was
on Saturday night.
Saturday and Sunday night, actually.
That's good.
Good for you.
Well, it was, you know, the fastest bartender contest last night.
Sure, so many things going on.
It was a full weekend. It was a full weekend at the ranch. We were, and you know, it was one of those deals on Sunday where you feel awful from the night before, and you say, absolutely
hair
not.
Hair of the dog. Yeah.
And then hair of the dog starts flowing. And
How many points is that, incidentally?
It doesn't affect me. It doesn't, you know, every week you get 35 extra points from your daily allotment.
I
use all mine. I don't go get a McDonald's hamburger on the weekend. I don't go buy a candy apple. I use mine for my extra points go to one thing.
Now, I want to say that this is really an endorsement for Weight Watchers. If you're telling me that with the amount that you drink, that you can, if it's all under the point system.
I'll let you know tomorrow, because tomorrow's my day to make the announcement. I'll let you know whether I've continued to go in the right direction.
How many points for a beer?
Two. I think it's 2 points for a beer.
17 and a half.
you're already counting it up.
I was thinking ahead. I guess
it was a raucous weekend. It was.
You got all banged up. Good for you.
And I bought a hog.
Yeah, hold on. We'll talk about that in a second.
I'd be excited about it.
I did find this. I'll give it to you in 1 second. This is from Hot Springs, Arkansas. This is a new one today. 65-year-old woman tried to commit suicide by hobbling to the edge of the bridge with her walker and jumping into a lake. But two people jumped in and saved her. Police say the woman was in good condition. The lady was out jogging. They saw the woman. She's in a walker. She goes to the edge. She jumps over. They pulled her out. They brought her back.
Oh, she survived?
That's a happy ending.
And that depresses you.
There's always a happier part.
Yeah, what's the happy part?
The happy part is that when she was sitting in the back of the ambulance
and
they thought she was okay.
She was dead.
When they took their eyes off her, She ran without her walker, and she still accomplished her mission.
She jumped.
Yeah.
That's right.
There you go. That's a feel-good
Terminator. Very good.
That's worth waiting for.
Absolutely.
That's what I wanted. Hello.
Radio gods.
Hi, Don on Mike Show.
I feel so much better after a story like that. God, how do you follow that up?
But, that's a good one.
That is a good one. You know, hey. I was lucky enough to live in Malibu in the 80s. And I was...
You're quite the wordsmith, incidentally. You had kind of the Paula Abdul trailing off thing going
exactly
there.
Exactly what it was.
Well, you know, it's the prescription meds.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay, we gave you, every opportunity, yeah. But when you go with the...
Let me, because I can't collect my thought.
Not in my...
Phone call. Son of Mike.
Yes, hello.
Hey, I was watching the Craig Kilborn show, like, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. Katie Holmes said that she had a girlfriend. Now, I don't know if you can find that film, but I guarantee you I saw that because I was sitting next to my roommate's girl,
yeah,
who was bisexual, and she was like, yay!
Oh, that she's okay, gay.
All right, well, gay. Let's maybe, who knows?
Look for that film.
Craig Kilborn.
Is he thinking of maybe Katie Lang?
How do you get those two mixed up?
You really couldn't.
You can't.
He could be an idiot.
No, he couldn't be that dumb.
Impossible, Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike.
What is?
Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike?
Yes, hello.
Hey, what happened to Bardos?
What, honey?
What happened to Bardos on 24?
What happened to who? Bruce?
We don't know.
We'll find out tonight. Tonight's the last episode.
We hope.
But let me just say, good phone technique.
Mother Bruce.
What did she say?
She said, good phone.
I said, Mother Bruce.
Let me tell you, when you've got those cell phones, it's a tiny little hole.
All right.
Well, sometimes it works better.
Jesus.
Bye.
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 We'll miss you.
Bye.
Man.
I don't think that was a tiny little hole, Mike.
The missile will hit Baruz's nose. It will.
The missile is heading directly.
Hey, it was a big smelly hole. Let's hear one more clip from Return of the Sith as we go to break.
Ah, Return of the Sith.
But you're not sure of their intentions, are you?
I will quickly discover the truth of all this.
You have great wisdom and can know the power.
Bill O'Reilly?
Power save that thing.
Yep, that's all we can play for you before the lawyers get mad at you.
Bill O'Reilly?
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given.
Right, Jerry.
Because it'll make them...